You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Saturday evening, February the 14th, and here we are, live tonight. It's a holiday, but we're still here. The work must go on. The show must go on. It's been a great Valentine's Day weekend for me. Let me first start the show by just saying that much. My wife and I went to a thing that they were having at one of the churches here in Memphis on Friday night. That would be last night. And it was just a great presentation for couples on the biblical roles of husband and wife. And we'll talk about that later on in the program during the third hour. A very important message, of course, for Valentine's Day. We exchanged our gifts this morning. I took my daughter to the library and we picked out some books. And then we went to the zoo and it was just a great day with my family. A great weekend, as it always is. But while I was at church last night and while I was at the zoo today, I wondered, was there anyone else there with me who had been denounced by the United States Congress this week? Or did anybody know that they were walking shoulder to shoulder with someone who had? But I guess my wife's gift to all of us is to give me permission to come on Valentine's Day night and be here with everyone this evening for a most important show, perhaps one of the most important we've ever done. You know, when we got denounced by Congress at the... What was it that they were? It was the
immigration reform.
House Judiciary Committee's hearing on the adequacy and enforcement of our nation's immigration laws. That's officially what it was. It was a House committee hearing featuring an assortment of congressmen from across the country, including Eddie's personal representative. We'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, when this happened and we caught word of this earlier this week, the first person I wanted to call was Bill Rowland. You know, Bill Rowland was, to me, what Stonewall Jackson was to Robert E. Lee. And he was the one that I would, you know, go to first and foremost for counsel and guidance on situations such as this. And I know that Bill is smiling ear to ear as he looks down on us from heaven this evening, probably up there with Nathan Bedford Forrest, Robert E. Lee, and Jackson himself saying, "See, boys, I told you there were still a few Southerners out there with a fighting spirit." And it just dawned on me this morning, even when I was sending out the weekly promotional email for tonight's broadcast, that this, I guess, is the only talk radio program in the country to have been denounced on the record during official proceedings of the United States Congress. And let me just tell you this, folks, very dispassionately, but very resolutely, I welcome the honor to be denounced by Congress. You know, it's one thing to get attacked by prostitutes in the media, and those attacks descended upon us nearly from the very first week we were on the air in 2004. It's another thing. It's an upgrade. You've taken a step forward when you get consistently attacked by America's two most prominent hate groups, the Anti-Defamation League, the very ironically and comically named Anti-Defamation League, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. But to be attacked by the United States Congress, let me just say that when you catch that much flack, that means you are directly over the target. We are right where we want to be. Now, let me be clear here. I will not be bullied by Congress. I will not allow them to infringe upon my political freedoms of speech and thought and expression and association. I am not going to let them intimidate me. They will not silence this radio program. I am going to fight back and do my best, to the best of my God-given abilities, to provide leadership for the dispossessed majority. You tune into the show this evening. We will show you how you stand up and how you say, no, we know what we're doing is right. This group of prostitutes, this godless Congress will not get the best of us. Now, listen, I'm all for rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's. We should pay our taxes. I respect the offices of our government. I respect the presidency. I respect Congress. I do not respect the people who hold these seats. And I certainly don't respect the people who have come out and used a televised hearing on C-SPAN, I believe it was, to attack citizens, to attack their own constituents in the case of Eddie Miller, to attack us when we're not there to defend ourselves, and to use the Southern Poverty Law Center as their reference in their information. Let me tell you something. It just goes to show the enemy is not as powerful as we believe him to be. If you could see, you know, a couple of fry cooks at McDonald's bring in more money per year than we take in donations.
Amen.
All right. And so, yet still, on three different occasions in a two-hour hearing, three different congressmen brought up the political cesspool, what we're saying, what we're doing. The United States Congress has taken note of this radio program, ladies and gentlemen. That's how effective we have been, thanks to your support.
James, so, I mentioned us by name, son.
That's right. And Eddie the Bombiter Miller's in this evening because we'll get into the bits and pieces of what happened and give you all the details. But they mentioned myself and Eddie Miller by name in their attacks. And they took turns bashing us during the proceedings. We've got a couple of clips that we're going to play here. We're going to be talking about this for at least the first hour. And then we've got some other things we're going to cover tonight. I mentioned biblical roles in marriage and some other important topics. But I will say this, and I am not patting ourselves on the back here, but true heroes are hard to find. I'm not saying we are heroes, but what I'm saying is I do believe that you have champions on whom you can depend right here in Memphis, Tennessee, that are with you every week on AM Talk Radio. And you can count on one thing. You can count that number one will be here, whether it's Valentine's, we might take Christmas off. If Christmas fell on a Saturday, we'd probably take, but Valentine's Day, hey, through whether we're sick, whatever, we're going to be here. We're going to give you a live show. And we're not going to abandon or recant this righteous cause that motivates us. And we will never stop fighting on your behalf. That's a promise you can take to the bank. We're going to try to show you how to be strong. Most people grovel if they sustain an attack from some limp-wristed reporter. Well, try taking one from your own government, the government of this country. They say we're reprehensible? For what? For simply wishing to survive and for serving as advocates for our people? No, ladies and gentlemen, we're not representative. We're not reprehensible. They are. They are. We're going to bring Eddie on, and we're going to dig into the bits and pieces of this. Hey, if you're not already there, join us in the online chat going on right now at cfcc.org.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it, to together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, you know, this music makes me feel so good. It's hard to be...
I want to sing so bad.
I can't even say that I'm angry because I'm not even angry. I don't even think I have the capacity to hate. I mean, I'm not upset or at all surprised with Congress. I just accept it. I expect it. And, you know, you go on. I mean, we are happy people. We are happy people. And let me tell you the truth. If I had to choose between being denounced or being honored by Congress, I would choose to be denounced every single time. Because, you know, I have nothing in common with these people, and I care little for their uninformed opinion of my work. You know, if they hate me, which they do, and if they hate the righteous cause for which we stand, which they do, then we must be on the right side of this culture war. Because at the end of the day, I have no doubt in the knowledge that I am a good and decent man, a father, a husband, a brother, a son, a friend who is loved and respected by those who matter to me, a follower of Christ, the most important thing. And, you know, I'm proud of the work. You know, much more than that, I am proud of the work that we do on this radio program. You know, I believe with all of my heart that the things that we stand for are absolutely true. And I'm going to continue to serve our people for as long as the good Lord will allow. You know, here's the thing that you have to remember. Now, you're catching the wrath of the United States government. Nobody on the staff of the political cesspool has ever committed a crime. We have done nothing illegal. And just as important, we have done absolutely nothing immoral. And because of that, we refuse to be silenced or made to feel guilty for voicing legitimate and heartfelt concerns about the discrimination that European Americans suffer. you know, we were called by Eddie's congressman reprehensible. Well, it's not reprehensible, Mr. Cohen, to defend your family. It's natural and healthy. We won't back down. It's as simple as that. And I should add, you know, and it was brought up that I think four of the six people on the current political cesspool staff have served honorably in the United States Armed Forces. Of course, you, Eddie, and Scoop Stanton, Art Frith, and Winston Smith. Yeah. You know, so four out of the six, me and Keith are the only ones that haven't. And then, of course, you know,
you
Sam.
You missed nothing.
Right, but so this is it. No, this is it. We will carry on with our work. I would love for them to invite us to Washington and let us square off and answer their charges. But Eddie, you heard about this obviously earlier in the week, and I appreciate you letting me kind of have a virtuoso performance there in the first segment. Bringing Eddie the Bombardier Miller on, who was directly called out by I think Congressman Hakeem Jeffries from New York. You got word of this, you went, and Scoop Stanton did the research on this and found the C-SPAN clip where this had been aired on YouTube, and we put it up on our website, of course, so everybody could join in our celebration of this. But your reaction to finding out about this, Eddie, just start from the beginning. I know we've talked about this a lot this week, but just tell us how you feel.
You know, James, at first I started to get all hot and bothered, all fired up, and then you know what? Then I actually had to laugh. I mean, I'm thinking, these clowns, these clowns in Sodom of the Potomac denouncing us. I mean, that's like the Pharisees denouncing Christ. I'm telling you what, we have had documented, people on that show have documented, for instance, Inspector Jim Rothstein and Senator John DeCamp, they've documented how reprehensible these people in Congress are. They have said that anywhere from one-third to over half of them have been sexually compromised. Every type of sexual deviancy behavior you can think of. You know, and we, like James pointed out, we are followers of Christ. We have done nothing. And we have we have a better approval rating than Congress. Congress, what's their approval rating now? Less than 6%. We have a great approval rating. By the way, before I forget, I'm going to tell our listeners out there, we love you so much, and that comes from the heart.
And they're packing in, you know, even on Valentine's Day night, and this is very important, they are packing the Political Cesspool online chat, which is hosted by our friends at the Council of Conservative Citizens. I got a bigger crowd in there right now than I can remember in any of our recent weeks, and this is on holiday night. So, folks, join the party at cfcc.org. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Eddie, but you're talking about the dedication of our audience. Here it is, Valentine's Day night.
I love the audience.
They're listening. They're in there. It's great.
I'm going to tell you something else. James mentioned Caesar. Let me tell you what Caesar is in this country, and you may get tired of hearing me say this. Caesar in this country, I'll go along with Michael Perica. Caesar in this country right here is basically the Ten Commandments that came from the Holy Bible and your conscience. Anytime you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to have the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you in every facet of life if you will allow Him. He will guide you whether or not you take His instructions, whether or not you obey the Holy Spirit and obey the laws of God is up to you. But the United States Congress, Sodom of the Potomac, a bunch of those sexual perverts up there, it's been documented on our show many times how perverted and just filthy they are. You know, they are not the law of the land. The Supreme Court's not the law of the land. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Caesar here in the United States is the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. But even if it's above that, the Ten Commandments in our conscience, it tells us what's right or wrong. Your conscience, ladies and gentlemen, tells you what's right or wrong. If you're a Christian and have the Holy Spirit with you, and I think most of the people in the cesspool are that way, you will know what's right or wrong. And just like the good book says, you obey man, obey God, do not obey man. And I'm going to tell you something else. Every single martyr in the Bible, in the New Testament, was killed because they were resisting legitimate government. Every stinking one of them were killed. Peter, St. Peter, was crucified upside down for resisting government. John the Baptist had his head cut off for resisting government. Well, I got to tell you something out there, government. You're not going to shut the political cesspool up. In fact, you have no idea who you're fooling with here. You have just, I tell you what, if you put us in jail, all you're doing is you're sending linen to Siberia. Man, we thrive on this, man. I hope you attack us more.
We were talking about this before the show tonight.
God, I thrive on this. This is the best day ever. When I saw that, I said, thank God You know what? That's like I said, that's like Christ being denounced by the Pharisees. I mean,
It's certainly an elevation. You know, you sit here and you work for 10 years, and every now and then a defining moment comes along, and you're here week after week, and, you know, you can go several months, and you just do the work, and you're toiling in the vineyard, and then all of a sudden you get a big splash of publicity. But, you know, to be denounced by Congress, you know, it puts us right where we want to be because, you know, again, they've elevated us to someone, an entity that they are concerned with. So it just goes to show how much perceived power we have. And I mean, we have a big audience, but are we big enough to turn the rudder of this country? I mean, no. If we were, we would have already done so. Could Congress squash us because they throw us in jail? Could they? Let me tell you something.
Well, yeah,
I'm 35 years old. If I have a heart attack or a car wreck this year, folks, know that it wasn't real.
I'm glad you pointed that out. Before I get to respond, well, let me respond to that first. But don't let me forget to tell you how much my wonderful congressman helped
me. We're going
to
talk about your congressman and what he said about you in just a second.
Let me tell you what. Neither James or me are planning on committing suicide. I'm happier. You can ask anybody in my groups that I run marathons with. I'm enjoying life more than I ever have. I'm not planning on choking a chicken bone. And I'm going to tell you flat out, people have been killed by the government for doing less than what's done. Don't come around my house. I'm guaranteed. Don't come around the cesspool. Don't come around my house unless you're ready to pay the ultimate price.
That's not a threat because obviously
threat.
We deplore violence
attacked,
except for in self-defense.
We will respond.
Self-defense.
We will
a righteous
defend our family,
and biblical
James.
Self-defense. We'll be back.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us. US.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
That we'd be here tonight on Valentine's Day as I think about a little bit further in the commercial break, because you know what motivates our show more than anything, what you know motivates us as volunteers to come out here and take the arrows from the media, from hate groups like the ADL, the SPLC, from Congress, and sometimes even from our own people, you know, our racial kinsmen, is love. A love for our culture, our heritage, our extended family. We certainly don't do this for the money. If anything, we've paid out of pocket over the years to keep this show on the air, and it takes everything we can bring in to keep the wheels on the wagon here. And so we do it because we believe in the cause and because we're motivated by love. Only an emotion as pure as love could bring us in here to do this each and every week. And as I said in the last segment, you know, you're talking about four out of the six of us serving honorably in the armed forces. None of us have ever committed a crime. None of us have ever advocated violence. You know, we do believe in, you know, the ability to defend ourselves, but and we're the ones that the Congress chooses to attack. You know, a Congress, you know, championing homosexual marriage, championing abortion. Many of them are the true criminals, true traitors, and they're passing judgment on us. Well, let it come. You know, we did get one person defending us. That was Peter Brimelow, the former editor of Forbes magazine. Great guy. He's been on the show a few times and friend of mine. And he said, you know, most people in the American right have done interviews on the political cesspool. And he talked about how when they attack us, you know, the thing that they almost always draw to show how evil and racist and bigoted and supremacist we are is the quote on our website that says we wish to see the white birth rate increase to replacement level fertility. And that's what the media always uses. And I'm assuming that's what these congressmen are drawing from, because if they're drawing from anything else, I haven't heard it. That's the worst that has ever been said about us to prove our racist bona fides, is that we want to survive. Well, you know, that's okay. Well, Eddie's...
I have one
quick comment, and then we're going to talk about Eddie's congressman.
Here's a quick diversion. Listen, I'm appealing to our beloved listeners out there. I'm appealing to all our beloved listeners. Now, me and James are going to stand here if no one supports us. And Sam, we're going to go down. We're going to fight, rhetorically speaking, to the last bullet, to the last drop of our blood. But people, I swear to God, if you ever supported us, we need your support now. I'm telling you flat out, me and James are in physical danger. People have been killed for screwing with Congress, for doing less than what we've done. I'm begging you for your support in any way you can to come to our aid. You know, but like I say, come hell or high water, we're going to sacrifice everything we have, because we're not going to sacrifice our honor. God knows that's all we have left. It's our honor and our integrity. I mean, I've been blackballed. I'm a registered nurse. I've been blackballed from my beliefs in this town, you know, but I'm not going to sacrifice my honor. So please support us. And I know I got diverted a little bit about that, but I wanted to get that out there.
Well, look, I mean, you know, this is the level of prominence to which we have ascended, ladies and gentlemen. When you are on the radar of the United States Congress, you have reached a level of acclaim or notoriety, I guess, depending on your opinion of us, that is not known to many. And the only reason we have attained that level of success, if you will, is first of all, because God has blessed this program. I believe that. And of course, those who have supported us financially, we can't do it without you. We can barely do it with you. but we keep on. We find a way to persevere and to keep fighting. And over 10 years of dedicated and steadfast commitment, you know, here we are today talking about the Congress.
We're in danger. We're in physical danger, Sid.
Quick call from Memphis. Todd in Memphis. Todd, you're on the air.
Hey, James.
Hey, my brother, it's great to hear from somebody in town. How are you tonight?
It's good to hear from a friend. Hey, Eddie.
That's right.
Hey there, fella. It's good to, good to hear from you tonight.
I just want to tell y'all that I really appreciate what is really going on tonight and what y'all are up against. And I think most people, as we all know, don't really realize it. But what you're doing is really awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I can promise you this, we're not going back down.
And like you said, given to Caesar what is Caesar's? Given to Congress what is Congress? Congress has become exactly what you have described. And that's why, you know, why I support y'all and why I pray for y'all. And we're going to prevail, man. No doubt.
You got that right.
Listen, if they are, you know, as Eddie talked about, you know, you come in here, you look at our dilapidated equipment. I mean, this radio station, people don't know it if you're not a media, but when you go to local television stations, you would just be amazed. What you don't see on the camera is just sort of like a junk room. Now, radio stations are even worse. And our little station here, where stuff's held together by duct tape, and we just barely get a, you know, we have to make sure the antenna's pointing in the right direction to get the feed to the network, which is broadcast back to the affiliates across. Listen, it's a razor thin operation.
It costs us money, actually.
A shoestring.
Let me tell you this, Keith and I, we drive out here, put 40 miles round trip every week, for free, and I'm not complaining. It's a passion. But I want you to know, people, I swear to God, we don't get a nickel out of this. If you saw my bank account, you would laugh or cry. But we don't get a nickel out of it.
And with all that.
We're not backing down an inch.
Congress is concerned with us. They're concerned not with us because we're just so great, but because of the message. They know this message can bring down their house of cards. Let's go quickly.
Let's talk about Cohen.
Todd, thank you for the call, my brother.
Well,
thank you for being one of
us. Please talk about Cohen, because
We're going to burn him up.
All right, let's play this clip. So basically, thank you again, Todd. This clip, well, you know, the reason this was brought up was because one of our former guests, and we'll talk about this more in the second hour, Arizona Sheriff Paul Babiu was testifying before this congressional committee, and he had appeared on our show. And so it was because of that. That was the end that they needed to pounce upon us on three different occasions. And the three different representatives that we know of. Now, this was just in a two-hour stretch, and I think he was there for a couple of days, so it could have been more than we know, but it was Sheila Jackson Lee, a black woman from Texas. It was Hakeem Jeffries, a black congressman from New York, and then Steve Cohen, a Jewish congressman from right here in Memphis. Let's listen to him as he talks to Paul Babiu right now.
Okay, thank you. Now, 5 years ago, you appeared on a radio program entitled
This is actually
Political
Hakeem
Cesspool,
Jeffries.
Correct?
Yes, that was addressed by, I believe, Mr. Johnson earlier.
Okay. Just want to make sure the record is clear. Now, that program was hosted by James Edwards and Eddie Miller, correct?
I'm not sure who it was posted by.
You don't recall who was hosted by?
I don't. There was a show that I believe it was Ms. Jackson Lee who raised the issue earlier.
Okay. Now, the Political Cesspool program has been recognized by both the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League as a forum for hosting white supremacists, anti-Semites, and other hate mongering, correct?
From my understanding that once we became aware of any of their past comments, we disavowed any of their who they are, what they stand for. They didn't say any of that on the show. We were talking about immigration, as we do quite often outside the state, via telephone. So there's no relationship. This was one contact that we immediately disavowed any association with or any of their espoused view or reported espoused views.
No, thank you for that response. And I appreciate the fact that I do believe in good faith you've disavowed the views that were brought to your attention according to your testimony after appearing on the program. But I do just want to make sure that the record is clear. And Mr. Chairperson, I ask unanimous consent that we enter into a record an article from the Arizona Daily Star dated July 20th, 2010.
Without objection, will be made a part of the record.
Okay, in that article, Sheriff, states that James Edwards, who hosted the interview along with Eddie Miller, said that Miller spoke with you and his spokesman, your spokesperson, multiple times before the interview. And then it goes on to quote, Mr. Edwards and says, for Sheriff Babu to change his mind and now regret coming on our show for whatever reason is his right. For him to act as though he had no idea of our ideology is a lie, Edwards said in a written statement on the show's website. That's Mr. Edwards' representation of what took place in advance of your appearance on the show.
That was actually Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, a black Democrat from New York, asking Paul Bebeau about his appearance on our show. Paul Bebeau lied through his teeth.
Yes, he did.
We'll talk about that in the second hour. We will get to Eddie's congressman, the comments that he made during this House Judiciary Committee hearing in just a moment. The pot thickens, everybody. Just stay tuned. Trust me.
But you ain't heard nothing
how
yet.
Great. How great was that?
Yeah.
To be mentioned by name. By the Sodomites of the Potomac. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one.
All right. right, everybody. Hey,
man, I want to go drive that movie up here. That music.
What, Pappy?
I forgot what we were talking about. Makes me want to go to a drive-in movie back in the 60s, man.
Well, did you know that one of the Everly Brothers bought a home in Nashville, and it was a home that Nathan Bedford Forrest recuperated at after he had been one of his many times he sustained injury in battle, and he said that was the most important aspect of the house. This was one of the Everly Brothers who sing that song, that he owned a house that Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Good old Kentucky boy, my home state.
Well, you know, I was thinking about something listening to that clip we played right before the last commercial break when we're getting denounced. You know, we were denounced, apparently. Paul Babiou in that clip mentioned a Congressman Johnson, so that would bring it up to four congressmen that attacked us in the span of 2 hours. That would be Cohen, Jackson Lee, Jeffries, and then Johnson. So these are all either blacks or Jewish people.
Well, same thing.
Attacking us. But, you know, here's the thing. I would like I'm going to send a certified letter to each of these congressmen that attacked us and invite them to appear on our radio program where they can ask us anything and we can ask them anything. And if they decline that, I will welcome them to bring me up to Congress. Don't do a drive-by on us. Let us come up there, swear us in, and let us answer on the record to these charges. You know, here they are attacking private citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, I maybe there's something wrong with me, but I just absolutely do not care. As Sam Dixon told me earlier this week, I have psychologically abjured the realm. I have abjured the realm. I do not care that Congress has attacked me. If I cared at all, it would be that I am honored.
I would love to be sworn in. I would rip them to shreds, and they know we know the goods on them. There's no way in hell they're ever going to swear us into Congress. But maybe Sheila Jackson Lee might come out.
Yeah, if C-SPAN can air this denunciation of the cesspool, maybe they can air a debate between us and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Here's an ace up our sleeve. Sheila Jackson Lee is a fire-breathing Democrat. This would be her chance to attack the Republicans. With Paul Babiou was in bed, so to speak, with Senator John McCain. McCain was using Babiou as a poster boy for immigration control.
There you go. So
amen.
David A. Clark Jr. from Milwaukee can moderate this. Now, that's a guy we can get behind. Let's go quickly now to Scoop. Scoop has done the research on this. You know, Scoop has done so much for this show in recent months, and certainly since he's been a part of our crew, dating back many years now. But he's brought us some big guests, and he did the research, and he found that clip from the hearings so we could put it up and get some audio for the show tonight. And he's always there doing work behind the scenes that people never know. And we want to thank Scoop for his contributions tonight and always. But he has prepared a statement that he would like to read to Congress, if I'm not mistaken. Scoop, is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. Good evening, successful family. Let's get right to it. Okay, here's to the representatives Lee, Cohen, Hakeem Jeffries. You had Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou to testify at a House Judiciary Committee. You asked him if he had any ideas about the idea about the political cesspool. He denied knowing about us. He said this under oath. I honestly believe he committed perjury. The staff of the political cesspool makes a point to let guests know that the show constantly generates negative publicity, even though it shouldn't, and Eddie Miller has a phone record showing numerous calls between himself and Sheriff Babiou.
This is, of course, before we knew that he was a degenerate and a homosexual hypocrite. But keep on, Scoop. I'm sorry. Go.
He did offer to invite Eddie Miller down to ride along to Pinal County with his deputies and himself. Now, instead of a radio program appearance, wouldn't it be more important to ask the sheriff about his illegal alien lover or being the headmaster at a school for troubled children? But then again, this is the same group of people that gave us Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Eric Massa, Barney Frank, Mark Foley, Larry Craig, the Franklin cover-up, and the Bohemian Grove. Now let's start pointing some fingers. Representative Jackson Lee, how did you graduate both Yale University and law school when you think Neil Armstrong landed on Mars and the U.S. is 400 years old? Ms. Lee, you were in college when Armstrong landed on the moon. You mention us because your tenure in the House is based on racism. You are nothing but a race hustler paid by the American taxpayer. By the way, who did pay for your seat at the Grammys last week? Way to support the working class people. Mr. Cohen, the political cesspool is in your backyard. Eddie Miller is a constituent of yours, yet your office will not return his phone calls and even made things worse for Mr. Miller's behalf. I guess you're too busy shoving reporters. You are all in criticizing a local talk show, but why won't you recognize the Armenian genocide? I'm sure if a colleague of yours would not recognize or vote for something to fund something concerning the Holocaust, you would become unhinged. As for throwing the term racist, I didn't hear you call your black colleagues racist because you were denied an entry into the Congressional Black Caucus. This makes me wonder if in high school and college if you tried out for girls' sports. And finally, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, you're one to talk. You used to work for CBS and Viacom. You should understand the importance of free speech in the media. But I guess it has to be sexually perverse, misogynistic, violent garbage. And not to mention your father was Leonard Jeffries, who called black people some people and white people ice people and denigrated whites and Jews, all while working for the City University of New York, subsidized by you, the taxpayer. Back to you in the studio, gentlemen.
Scoop, that was
excellent.
You hammered a lot of points, some of which we haven't even gotten to yet. But, you know, the thing about this is, on at least three different occasions that we know of, and apparently there was a fourth, you have United States congressmen soliciting Sheriff Babu. And we'll talk more about our history with Babu and what he turned out to be that, you know, we didn't know at the time in the second hour. We're going to bleed this over into the second hour because there's still some important points. Eddie's relationship with his congressman who called us reprehensible, we'll play that clip in the second hour. Our relationship with Paul Babu, you see, Paul Babu is the sheriff in Arizona, so he was at this House committee hearing to testify on immigration. And because he had appeared on our show, as we mentioned earlier, an assortment of these Congress people solicited him to denounce the political cesspool. Now, what we have to do with immigration and border control security, I do not know. But it just goes to show that much more than a congressional political inquiry about our border security, this was actually a religious inquisition. They were far more concerned with getting Paul Babu to denounce the political cesspool on multiple opportunities than they were in anything that he had to say. I think they spent as much time bouncing back and forth on whether or not he knew us and to what extent he knew us. And, of course, he lied through his teeth throughout the – and Scoop brought up an excellent point.
Yes.
That should be stressed. This man – this is not my opinion. This is a fact. Sheriff Paul Babu lied under oath to the United States Congress. Now, are they deserving of anything else? Well, not really, but
take one piece.
This is what he did. This is what he did. He lied, and we'll talk about this more in the second hour, but this was a religious inquisition. It has all to do with reinforcing in the public who is supposedly the bad guys, those who believe that there should be equal rights for all and special privileges for none, people like us who believe in God and believe that white people are people too. And that's what this whole show was all about.
You know, James, you and Scoop both brought up a good point. Scoop mentioned Sheriff Paul Babu, before he went to Arizona, he was busted for child molestation up there, having a homosexual sex.
Well, it wasn't child molestation because the kid was 17, and that is the age of legal consent in Massachusetts. So we want to be accurate in everything we say. He did have a homosexual relationship with a former student, but at the time, the student was of legal age.
And they gave him – the United States Congress gave him a complete pass, never brought that up.
They didn't bring that up.
And they never brought the point up that he once again got busted for having sexual relations with illegal aliens in Mexico. Now, listen – this my guess when we got when all this story first broke back in 2010 that he was kind of telling these illegals that if they would have sex then them and their family would not get deported back
to
Mexico.
What is alleged is this. This is exactly what it was. Now this was reported on by ABC News and some other publications in Arizona. Two separate occurrences. One in Massachusetts where he was having a homosexual affair with a former student. This is Sheriff Paul Babu. And we knew none of this at the time, or we wouldn't have had him on.
No way, Jose.
And he's the one who sullied the political cesspool, not the other way around. But he had this homosexual affair with a former student who was at legal age at the time it was uncovered. So no technically illegal doings there. Unethical, yes, but not illegal. And then in Arizona, it came out in the news. folks, you just can't make this up. Hollywood couldn't come up with a story like this. Now, this is the guy that's supposed to be the sheriff on border control. He's supposed to be the guy securing the borders. He's going to protect America. That's why we had him on the show. We were under the impression that he was sincere about this and very impressed with the things he had done. But little did we know the rest of the story. He was it was uncovered by the media in Arizona that he had allegedly threatened an illegal alien named Jose. I mean, the guy's name was actually Jose. Again, you can't make this up. With deportation, if he went public with news of their affair. Now, once the news came out, he said, I didn't threaten him with deportation, but I am a homosexual. That much is true. But, and there's pictures of this, of them like hugging each other's, you know, unshirted bodies. Anyway,
this is a pattern. I got a point. I want to come back when we come back from break.
When we come back in the second hour. Thank you, Scoop, for reading that incredible statement and for bringing a little more light onto the backstory of Paul Pepiu. And thank you for all you do for us. We'll be back with the second hour.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.